Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the no cash revolution.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope that you have just the most amazing Friday. I was lucky enough to be up in San Francisco the last couple of days, and it could not have been a more beautiful couple of days in San Francisco. Any of you who know kind of the Northern California Pacific Northwest area knows that there is a ton of rain that is always kind of moving in and out. San Francisco, obviously not as bad as Seattle and Portland, but San Francisco does tend to get more rain than we do down here in the Los Angeles area. And I mean, the weather was just spectacular. It was like high 60s, very low breeze. The sun was out. The water was glistening. I was so fortunate to have a room that overlooked the water, which is rare in San Francisco because like New York, it's kind of a building jungle, if you will. And I was up there for a really exciting meeting with Fidelity, and I'm going to be sharing some of their tools and tips in a couple upcoming podcast episodes, but they've got some really cool things that they've been innovating. You know, they don't just want to be the leaders in, you know, retirement plans and things like that. They really want to be thought as financial wellness leaders, you know, really helping you kind of plan all different areas of your life. So they have some really innovative tools that I'm super excited to share with you coming up. But it was such a blessing to be able to go up there. I always love when I'm able to travel for work. It's just kind of like a mental recharge. Those of you who travel for work, if you do it a lot, it's probably not a mental recharge. But you know, for me, a short little trip, you know, getting to be by myself and meeting other cool people and, you know, eating some yummy new food, it's just always, you know, such an awesome perk, I guess I would say, of what I do and being able to bring to you lots of new information and tools, because I think, you know, what's so cool is that, you know, when I first graduated college, like all of these tools didn't exist, right? We didn't have all of these money bloggers. We didn't obviously have podcasts. YouTube wasn't a thing. And, you know, I just really wonder, like, what would I have known about money? Would it be any different if I sort of rolled out of college having all of that accessible to me, like a lot of you listening to the podcast do? And I almost wonder, like, if it's too much noise, if there's so much that you're reading and listening to that it's you know, it's making all of this perhaps a bit confusing for you, or if all of the information is really helping you, you know, come up with all of these, you know, strategies and ideas and tips and different things to try, because, you know, we all, I think, are super passionate about living life right now, right? Like none of us really want to wait until we're 60 or 70, God forbid. That feels really old, right? And yet it's not old. It's not old. My parents are in their 70s and they think and act like 21-year-olds. So it's not old. But, you know, it's just really interesting to me. And I know, I wish you could talk back to me. I mean, that's sometimes what I really wish on the podcast. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I could just hear what they're thinking or saying back, that would be so cool. But, anyway, I know, you know what I'm getting at. And so, you know, I'm hoping to bring you lots of tools and information to help maybe, you know, quiet some of that noise and give you some different things that you can really practically use. And look, there's always going to be need for financial planners. A lot of times people ask me like, well, you know, are all these tools and tips and all these things, are they basically cutting me out of a job? And I'm like, gosh, no. I mean, we need CFP, certified financial planners like myself, more now than ever before, because there is this huge age gap, right, in the industry. And in fact, only 23% of all CFPs are female, 23%. And there's only about 60 some odd thousand of us that are certified financial planners, which is kind of the highest echelon of financial planners. And only 23% are women. So yes, we need planners, because, you know, you can get all these tools and tips and you can get all these really cool calculators, but sometimes you need somebody who is outside, who has the expertise, who can really dial it all in for you, right? And so, you know, I don't worry about my job, about that part of my job. You know, I love what I do, and it's just another reason why I do this podcast, because I want to be able to be a straight shooter with you and to kind of bring you different stories and information that I see when I work with people. Because I think we get so siloed with our thinking about money that, you know, we don't think that it's possible that anybody else can be going through what we're going through. And I'm here to tell you that probably almost everybody that you walk past on the street has gone through what you're going through, maybe a little different way, but they've experienced the same thing. So I just don't want you to think that you're alone in this, because you absolutely aren't. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. And that was a complete, that wasn't even a segue. I don't even know what to tell you. I don't even know how that happened. I was telling you about San Francisco and then somehow we got there. But what I really want to talk to you about today is this idea of going cashless. And, you know, I have fallen into the trap more times than not where I, without thinking, will park in a parking garage, and then I go to come out of the parking garage, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no money on me. I have no cash. Like, what if they don't take a credit card? It happened to me last week, actually, and, you know, if you can picture this, like, I'm in my car, and I'm trying to get the woman behind the counter to just do me a solid. I think I owed, like, $6, and I had, like, $3 on me, and she was just giving me the look like, I don't know what you're going to do, but I need $3 more. So I knew I was in trouble and I just started like dismantling my car. I started digging for change. I'm like, no, I have a dollar here or a dollar there. And by some luck and grace, I was able to find the entire like $6.03 to give to her. And I felt super victorious. And then I drove out and I'm like, okay, that is a stupid move, right? We're so used to not having cash. It's literally a battle for me to go to the ATM and take cash out. I know that I should always have some cash with me. And when something like that happens, I'm like, okay, I should probably keep a $5 bill hidden somewhere in my car so that when probably $10 would be smarter because in LA, it's super expensive to park. But most every place takes, you know, a card, right? So it's weird when they don't, I'm like, you don't take a card? But it just proves that going cashless is definitely the wave of the future, right? Everything is going to be digital, mobile. We're going to be shooting cash back and forth, or cash, I'm using that in air quotes, back and forth to each other. But we're not going to have actual cash. And I think it's like a dying art. It's like, you know, talking to people on the phone. I mean, other than your job, when was the last time you actually talked to somebody on the phone? That's weird, right? What we text them or send them a Facebook message or, you know, something like a tag them on social media. But I mean, that is definitely a dying art, is calling people. And it's the human touch that I think is really what we're losing a little bit here. But the cashless, going cashless is kind of the same thing, right? Like, we're moving past the cash, and yet cash still serves a purpose. I'm a huge fan of keeping some cash in your house. Hide it, put it in a, you know, one of those fireproof safes or something like that, but keep some cash because the world is crazy and there's lots of reasons why you might just need a little cash. And I'm not talking again about a ridiculous amount of money, but maybe, I don't know, $50 or $100 or just something that is there in case you need the cash, right? And then again, keep some cash in your car if you live in a place where you drive a car and, you know, parking is, you have to pay for parking and parking is expensive because you just, you never know. And I don't have the forethought, which is ridiculous, but I don't have the forethought sometimes when I'm pulling into the parking garage. I'm just assuming that they take credit card. I'm assuming that, which is a complete wrong assumption. But there's lots of other reasons why you might be out and need some cash. And so I think going completely cashless is not probably the best idea, but definitely going like minimal cash is probably, you know, a super smart move. And so there's this trend of the digital wallet. I don't know how many of you use Venmo, but probably a lot of you. I've used it a few times, but I actually, now that I've been sort of investigating it for this podcast piece, I'm like, wow, okay, I could see a lot of applications, you know, how I would use it. But Venmo has done $2 billion, I want to make sure I say that, $2 billion in cash exchange since December. That is a lot of cash going back and forth to different people and different vendors since December. Like, we're not even talking 6 months here. And so, you know, the big banks really are feeling this kind of competition from Venmo, because Venmo has, there's been other cashless digital wallet, you know, type services out there, but Venmo really has, you know, taken kind of the lead here, right? It's the one that most people talk about or associate with when they're talking about a digital wallet. So the big banks have kind of come together and realized, like, okay, we can't be these dinosaurs anymore. We need to actually get in the game. Otherwise, we are going to be completely passed over. You know, there are many times that I look at my traditional bank and I'm like, wow, you're just not being aggressive here. And there's a lot of online banks, you know, that are popping up right and left where I'm like, oh, I'm really thinking about making the switch. There's a few reasons why I'm not making the switch just yet. And that's just for me. One of the reasons is I do a lot of deposits into my bank account. Well, a lot of the online bank accounts make it hard for you to do an actual check deposit. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why a big bank kind of still works for me for that reason. But if it wasn't for that, I would be all on board. So JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and a few others all got together and they were like, hey, we need to get into this technological payment system that the nation is going just like gaga over, right? And it really is the person-to-person lending. So it's me shooting money over to my mom or shooting money over to a friend after we go out for dinner, and maybe I didn't have cash, right? It's for all of those reasons. And so they've created something called Zelle. And Zelle is kind of what I think, you know, it might be something for older users, the way they're trying to kind of market Zelle. But I mean, it is, I think it's definitely needed for these big banks, again, to get on the bandwagon here and to really create something that maybe it's even better than Venmo. And they certainly have the cash to do it. I mean, all of those big banks, are you kidding me? There's a lot of money there for them to be able to invest in this. You know, whether that's going to happen or not, I'm not quite sure, but, I know Zelle is definitely evolving and, they've said that tentatively that they plan to roll out Zelle a little later this year. So we'll kind of have to wait to see what happens. And for those of you who are with some of those banks, you know, we'll kind of have to wait and see how this compares to Venmo, but I definitely see this trend happening where, you know, a wallet is a thing of the past, right? A wallet is no longer something that we may have because it just might all be through our phone. And part of that is a little scary to me. I immediately, like, the red flags immediately go off with security in my head. And so I think there's just a couple of tips that I want to give you. If you are using Venmo or some other digital wallet, just to be aware of, because it's super easy. It's so super easy for all of us to just push a button, right? We push a button on Uber. We don't even think about how much it costs. We push buttons on Hulu and Amazon Prime and Amazon when we're buying, all these things, we just push buttons, right? And we don't kind of think about what's happening, or is it safe, or how much money are we spending, or have we budgeted for this? And so I think that we need to kind of rethink how we spend our money those ways. But I want to just, again, talk about security. So make sure that whatever platform you're using, whatever digital wallet, that there is a verification two-step process for you sending the money. And that's really important because, again, you're sending money and you're sending bank account information and routing information. And if any of that was compromised, they could deplete your entire bank account, right? And you certainly do not want to be in a situation like that. Another thing is only do this with contacts you know. So don't send money to people through Venmo or through another digital wallet that you don't know already. If it's a friend of a friend, yeah, maybe that's okay. As long as that friend, you know, says, hey, this is a good upstanding person. But what I don't want you to do is start sending money all around to lots of different places, because when you do that, it increases your risk of compromise, of something happening. And again, you know, it's really hard with bank accounts and debit accounts. If you've ever had like your debit card number taken and somebody has charged something or bought something and that's not yours, and you're trying to get that charge removed, it's much harder than a credit card because they have to go back and research it and trace it. And that means that that money could be out of your bank account for potentially, you know, a week plus while they're doing that. Well, if you're already on the verge of not having enough money, that's a dangerous, dangerous spot to be in. It's kind of another reason why I'm a big fan of using credit cards, but using them smartly, because if you call a credit card company up and you legitimately say, this is not my charge, they'll get it fixed right away and overnight you a new card. So there's just a different level. It's not service, because I shouldn't say service, and yet it is in a way, but they just function differently, right? And so, you know, it can be a little, that's why I say traveling, when you use your debit card traveling, oh, it's dangerous, especially in Europe. Oh my gosh. Again, I've had my credit card number stolen every single time I've been in Europe, and I'm super careful with it. It's just like a routine practice. So you always want to make sure that you're looking at your statements, your ATM statements, your credit card statements each month, just to make sure that all of the charges are yours.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, What are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, and lastly is just, I know this sounds like this is obvious, but, you know, be really careful when you're on public Wi-Fi, when you're at Starbucks, when you're at a hotel, airport, wherever you may be, and you're using public Wi-Fi, be really, really careful. In fact, I make it a practice. I don't even check my bank account when I'm on a public Wi-Fi. The only time I will check my bank account is if we're staying in a reputable hotel and I've had to log on to their internet with my room number and things like that. I'll maybe go on to check really quickly what's going on in our bank, like if I need to move money over, but I never, ever, ever do it out at a public coffee house or airport or anything like that. And so I would, you know, my advice would be to be super cautious. You can do it. I'm not telling you not to do it, but I'm just saying being real cautious when you're sending money, Venmo, whatever digital wallet platform it may be, back and forth, and you're in a public location. Because again, security is so critical, and we are just seeing so many different situations where, I mean, look, people hacked into the US government. They've hacked into places that should be unhackable. So it's not hard to fathom that they can hack into, you know, your bank account or whatever it may be. And that just means that we got to be a little bit more diligent. And while we're used to pushing buttons and doing things so quickly, we've got to look at our bank statements every month, our credit card statements, and just be a little bit more cautious about the situation in which we're accessing our bank account, or we're sending money, or we're sending our bank account number, or God forbid, our social security number. Definitely just be as careful as you can be. And it's still going to happen. There's still going to be hackers. There's still going to be things that happen, but at least you're a little bit more aware. And I think that's really the main, if I'm going to say threat, and I don't even like to use that word because it's not a threat, but that's the main thing to really think about when we're going to this cashless society is, you know, we just need to be a little bit more diligent. And I think it's super easy. I mean, I get caught in it too, where I'm like, wow, I just did that whole transaction and I did not follow my own advice. And so, you know, it happens to me too. And I think it's just about slowing down for a minute, because we're all so fast. We're also, you know, just jumping around to all of these different sites and all of these different apps so fast that we're just not cognitively thinking about what we're doing. So I think it's an interesting conversation. I'm going to be super interested to check out Zelle when it comes out, and see if, you know, this, I,
I think it is, but if this digital banking thing is really going to stick and stay around here for the long haul. But again, have a little cash, tuck a little cash away, because there are all sorts of reasons, and you probably have a million yourself where you're like, man, I went into that like obscure coffee place or whatever, and I just wanted a coffee, and they had cash only, and I had no cash. And, you know, then you got to go to an ATM, and the ATM might not be in your bank network, and then you may have an ATM fee. And so it's just like a downward spiral. So just keep a little cash, tuck a little cash away, and you never know when you might need it. All right, as always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.